This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live, dial on in here, toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Ian and Chris in the studio here tonight. We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at username lrn.fm. And we were talking with Dave in Humboldt County, listening to KGOE, about government, the things that Dave wants to see the government doing. I don't want to see the government existing. I want them to disappear, but unfortunately they're going to stick around for a while,
you bet.
It seems like. So in the meantime, there's some people that want stuff from the government. And Dave, you were saying, while you might agree with us on things like the war on drugs, you aren't necessarily on board when it comes to getting the government out of schools.
Education.
You think that the government needs, and I don't want to put words in your mouth, so correct me if I'm wrong here, but it sounds like you think that taxpayer dollars need to go to education because it's good for society. Is that right?
I'd say I'm coming pretty close to that conclusion. I do believe that universities train people that are useful to the community. That is, if you come out of it and you're a competent teacher, or you're able to build streets, or you're able to whatever they can teach you in the university, that will benefit us. Yes, I'm open to that, I think. And not everybody will say, I don't walk on sidewalks. Why should my taxes have to pay for sidewalks? Well, you could argue that. But to me, it's ridiculous.
I drive on streets.
And I think most everybody else does. And you can't say to me, I don't drive on streets, so why should I buy taxes up to build and repair streets?
Let's talk a little bit about education, because I'll give you the point that the cost of college education has skyrocketed. Would you agree with that?
Yeah,
I mean, compared to, you know, when my parents went to school, it was, you know, parents put away a little bit of money every year so that the kids could go to college, and they did. They got their degree, usually, you know, at least a 2-year degree. Most of them got a 4-year degree, just on savings off of one parent's income, because only one person worked. Now we have a system where, you know, I was looking at University of Humboldt, and it looks like it's about $38,000 all told to go there for 1 year.
That's expensive.
It is, but that's assuming you're going to live on campus. That's room and board. That's tuition. That's books. That's things like that.
A lot of them make you live on campus.
Yeah, but why is it like that? And, you know, what I have seen in my lifetime has been an increasing role of government in the education system. Education is very much controlled by the state. And when government gets involved, we can look at education, we can look at health care, we can look at costs of certain transportation. These things tend to have higher prices because they have a higher regulatory burden, number one. And number two, winners and losers are chosen. So, for example, the state college system in California, not anybody can go and say, you know what, I'm going to open up my own university in Northern California, and I'm going to compete, or I'm going to do, you know, I want to take part in the system. They're not going to be able to do that. That's why University of Phoenix is in Phoenix. It's not in California.
Right.
So
it's a closed marketplace.
It is.
The government is keeping potential competitors out.
It is. That's the first part of it. The second part of it is the government inserting itself into the financing of an education and taking control of the student loan program. So now colleges literally have no incentive whatsoever to compete, to provide a better service, to provide anything.
Because they can charge whatever they want, and the government's going to pay it.
Every single time. Yeah. And that, to me, it just kind of skews the marketplace. I understand where you're coming from, and believe me, I think you are your heart is absolutely in the right place. I just question the methodology.
Well, I'm not sure if you're being altogether fair, because I think the universities are all pretty much well-motivated to try to do the best job they can.
Well, that's sure. Nice, but here's the thing. You can have the best of intentions, okay? And I think it's true that the people within the university system, many of the teachers at the very least,
absolutely,
have the best of intentions. They want to help the students. But the best of intentions aren't good enough to overcome economic incentives and disincentives. And in the case of the government funding all these student loans, for instance, the colleges at some level understand, the administration understands that if they raise the price next year and the year after that and the year after that, that they're going to keep getting the students because the state's guaranteeing to pay those, you know, to pony up the money for those loans. So there's no economic incentives for them to be efficient in the way that they do their business.
And I'll give you a good example here. Do you think many of the degrees that are offered by colleges now, and I'm going to jokingly say sort of like the women's studies, but there's lots of degrees out there that really have no basis in the job market, which was the intent of what college was supposed to be about. You're either going to go into academia or you were going to go into some form of business or work for someone else. That's one of those things that drives me nuts, the degrees that are not going to lead to anything except for a lifetime of student debt.
Mm.
It's not the market speaking, it's people deciding that we would like to offer these things.
What do you think about that, Dave?
Well, I think, you know, you may learn something that may or may not become useful to most people. Let's say you can go there and learn Greek or Arabic or French or Dutch or something, and you come out knowing a language. Well, not everybody's going to benefit from that student knowing how to speak a language, but some will. There are those things where we will be able to.
I can go and get language courses online for free or very, very low cost compared to what I would have to pay to get a degree at a university for that. And, you know, as far as economics is concerned, the amount of money you'd have to spend at the university is ridiculous. But further, you know, beyond all the self-study that one can do these days thanks to the Internet, and by the way, a lot of colleges are actually putting their curriculum up on the Internet. So
sometimes for free.
Sometimes for free. The only thing you don't get is the piece of paper at the end of all this. You can get the same education, you just don't get the piece of paper, which is, you know,
right,
pretty ridiculous. But ultimately, you know, as far as supporting education, I'm in favor of it. I'm not against having education, but what I am against is forcing people who may not agree with the curriculum at any given school to subsidize those operations, and that's what the government essentially allows to happen. And thank you for the call, Dave. I appreciate the discussion tonight. Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. If something is valuable, and education, I think a lot of people would agree, is a valuable thing,
mm-hmm,
if it's valuable, then let people pay for it on a consensual basis, rather than, you know, kind of twisting everybody's arm into supporting a system that they may not necessarily want to.
So I brought up University of Phoenix. You know, that was, to me, at least the first big sort of online school
I had
ever heard of.
It's like a by mail or an online university.
Yeah, well, they do online stuff, and there are professors there that, you know, guide the class and things like that. But since they popped up at, you know, an average of 38% less than the cost of state tuitions,
mm-hmm,
they flourished, and now we have, it seems like every day I hear an ad from some new online university. Here in New Hampshire, is it Southern New Hampshire University has an online program? Or
I don't know.
Yeah, but there are, and they're kind of popping up everywhere. They're filling a niche. They're filling a need, and they're doing it at a much better price than the state.
It's more of an open competition.
Sure, absolutely.
Let's go to your calls and thoughts. You take control here. It's Becky in Indianapolis listening to WIBC FM. Hello, Becky.
Hi, how are you?
Hey there. Hey, what's on your mind tonight? Good.
Well, mostly I just think that I was listening to a lady you had on earlier that was talking about the United States being like her house and trying to have security. And I thought, what bothers me about all of this, I don't really think that we need to build a wall, number one.
Mm.
I don't think we need to be paying for building a wall. I think there's a lot of people that need places to live, and we should be taking care of our people inside the United States first before we're spending money on people that may or may not come here.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that I feel like the election, what it did, is I lived on this earth probably longer than you all. on the radio, and I really think that this election just created a lot of people that are scared of things that aren't really happening. I do live in Indianapolis. I've lived here for a long time. I lived in one of the worst parts of town.
Hold that thought, Becky. I want to hear more about this because I think not just this election, but any election is almost always based off of fear. It's usually fear that the other guy's going to win. 855-450-FREE.
Have you ever thought you'd like to flip houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready to be your own boss so you can start living the good life? Hi, I'm Preston Neely. I used to be so broke. I had my electricity turned off 9 times, but I figured out a way to quit my job and find financial freedom in real estate. For a limited time, I want to send you a free copy of my smash hit selling book, How to Get Rich in Real Estate. It shows you how to copy exactly what I did so you can make money from the comfort of your own home without even doing any manual labor. I've already given away 5,000 books and they're going fast. To get one before they're gone, call 1-800-960-3494. Listen, if you're sick and tired of stressing about money, this book could change your life. It's short, fun to read, easy to understand, and awesome. To find out how to get your free book while supplies last, call 1-800-960-3494. Call 1-800-960-3494. 1-800-960-3494.
There was a mighty nation, blessed above all of creation.
Charlie Daniels, he's always loved America.
Let me just read a little thing here. The American system of justice must be changed to conform to the rest of the world. Individual rights will have to take a back seat to the collective. Well, you know what the next move's going to be, don't you? It's going to be coming after your gun.
Oh, yeah.
I tell you, it ain't going to set well down my way at all. It ain't going to set well.
Do you ever wonder what happened to America? They lost. We won. Want to see what Trump's up against?
It's time to ride, boys. We need 1,000 tall beers.
When I was a boy, it was okay to be proud of the flag, heritage, mom, and apple pie. And beef was for supper. Revelation, Dawn of Global Government. Theatrical screenings on demand. DVDs now available. Starring Alex Jones, Charlie Daniels, Special Ops General Jerry Boykin. Want to shed some tears over the red, white, and blue? Revelation, the movie.info. Let's fix it.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Think about this. Your community's aging water infrastructure systems are very likely to be contaminated with heavy metals like lead, disinfection chemicals like ammonia, chlorine and chloramines, and pharmaceuticals like statins, pain meds, and antidepressants.
And no, water treatment plants are not equipped to filter these pharmaceutical toxins out.
Protect your family's water supply with the trusted Big Berkey water filter. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show Big Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market, the gold standard in water purification, and our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey water filters, for the love of clean water.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insists on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can join us here on the live Saturday edition of the program with you in the studio tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
We've got Skype. You can Skype in here at username lrn.fm, whether it's government, schools, colleges, the war on drugs, or borders. We've covered all that tonight. You're welcome to comment on any of it, or take control of the airwaves and bring up whatever's on your mind. Coming up in just a few weeks from today, starting on February 25th, it's going to be an Acapulco, the third annual beautiful location, Acapulco, Mexico, at the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. This is a very fancy-looking resort. I was looking at their website a couple weeks ago, February 25th through the 28th. You can join Free Talk Live and all kinds of great liberty-oriented speakers like Jeffrey Tucker, Larkin Rose, Adam Kokesh, Jeff Berwick, Roger Veer, Luke Radowski, Josie Wales, Derek J. Freeman, Tone Vase, Julia Taransky, Dana Martin, Lynn Ulbricht, and more, including our very own Derek J. Freeman. You can go and get the full list of speakers over at anarchapulco.com. They're going to be discussing entrepreneurship, investments, politics, philosophy, health, sustainability, lifestyles, and personal relationships for 4 days among the sun and beaches of the Mundo Imperial Resort and Expo. February 25th through the 28th, and Free Talk Live will be broadcasting from the event. We will look forward to seeing you there. As we continue with your calls and thoughts, we've got Becky is still with us here listening to WIBC-FM in Indianapolis. Now, you were talking about fear surrounding the most recent election, and I wanted to make sure you had a chance to get your thoughts out. So go ahead, Becky.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I just think that there was just a lot of fear. I think that not just Donald Trump, but I think Hillary Clinton, too. They just kind of raped the whole United States as far as dividing it so badly. And I have friends that voted for Trump and friends that voted for Hillary Clinton and friends that voted for other people. And I think that what people are failing to see is that's part of the joy of living in the United States, that we have the freedom to vote for whoever we want. And we choose our vote based on what is happening in our lives, not based on what everybody's telling us. But this election, I feel like they really created a lot of fear that's not there with the terrorism and all of that. I mean, there is terrorism in the world. I understand that. And I understand that there has been, you know, events here in the United States. But I think they've created such a big fear, and now they want to build this wall. And I was in the Soviet Union on a tour through the Presidential Initiative Exchange Program in 1988. And I think the one thing that I learned is the fear that I had going into the Soviet Union, because I was raised during the Cold War, and I heard all that propaganda and everything. But what I really learned was we were with the people of the Soviet Union, and those people did not have animosity against the United States. They did not believe that. I saw a lot of things over there that we were never taught in history, and it was real because you're physically standing there looking at
right.
it. And I think that people here just groped on all of this stuff, maybe because circumstances in their lives are not so good. But I went back to college at 50 years old, and, you know, just the crime rate, everything that I've learned in the sociology classes and the constitutional law classes that I've taken, I'm looking at this stuff saying, wow, honesty is always the best policy. And I think that shows like yours give an opportunity for honest opinions to come out, but they're just opinions. And sure. we ultimately have to do what's in our heart, and supporting this kind of crazy, like almost paranoid ideas that people are going to try to come in here and kill all of us.
Right.
I think that might be a government thing, but that is not what the people really think. I really cannot believe that in my heart, that they cannot really believe that
There's usually a sort of a large gulf of a difference between the reality on the ground, the average person and their experience and how they treat others, and especially people from other countries, and the way the governments of those countries act, whether we're talking about
exactly.
Russia, whether we're talking about North Korea, whether we're talking about America, or whatever we're talking about, the people are always generally nicer than the government is.
Well,
that's a fair statement.
My father was in World War II, and he was actually a code talker. And, you know, one of the things that he told us always growing up, wars are started for two reasons throughout history, politics and religion. And that's all I see going on right here. And the rest of us just need to figure out how to navigate all of this and let it go. I think those problems will be worked out, but I think we have to make them accountable. And I think what this election has done has brought all the politicians that do their job, and that is their job, because they have been groomed to do that job, just like a doctor goes to school and learns how to be a doctor. You know, I said early on, I wouldn't go to a dentist. I wouldn't go to my next door neighbor and have him pull my tooth.
Right. I wouldn't trust a politician to do anything,
right.
their job is to lie, their job is to fleece, their job is to scam, their job is to extract money from people and give it to their friends and then punish their enemies, and honestly, I want nothing to do with them, and I wish they'd leave me alone.
Right, but do you really think that this administration right now is not just turning into another politician machine?
Oh, of course.
I mean, maybe he started out not like that. But
nah.
I see this
I don't believe it.
Is, no,
he's just like the rest of them. He's going to prove to be just as bad of a president as any of the other ones, because they're all awful in my book. But at least he's going to be entertaining to watch
and
talk about.
And I think part of it is how much power we've invested in these. You know, if you go back to our founding, the executive branch certainly didn't have the power the way they designed it. Neither did the legislative branch.
That they do today, you mean?
That they do today,
yeah.
or the judicial. I mean, it was very much a small... The idea was a very small, restricted government with limited powers, with most of the power being retained by the people and the states, respectively.
That's, yeah, they have that in the Ninth and Tenth Amendment.
Exactly.
It's still written down.
It's still there, but... Rarely paid any attention to.
Let's talk to Dodger. He's in Battle Creek, Michigan, listening to WBCK-FM. Hey, Dodger.
Hello.
Welcome.
Thank you for my call.
Yes, sir.
Now, I guess my best friend calls me a masochist. He's a fellow libertarian. He's more of a minarchist. I'm more of a volunteerist. But,
all right.
And being the masochist that I am, I frequently listen to conservative talk radio, and I heard this host while I was cleaning my house today, and he said something, and you kind of touched on this in the first hour when that lady called and was talking about her house having walls, and you said, well, what if I take somebody into my house? And this host actually said this earlier, well, would you be willing to take one of these refugees in your house? And I live in a community. Battle Creek has a large community of Burmese people, Burmese refugees. And one thing that I've noticed about them, because I'm employed with a lot of them at my workplace.
I want you to tell me that in a moment. Hang on. We're going to bring you back here for the Burmese migrants there in Battle Creek and Dodger's experiences. 855-453. You can join us.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of Slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Paid monetary spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm, the principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait. A family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a four-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website, heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
Extendivite. Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, join us right here, toll free. Our number is 855-450-FREE, and as always, you can take control of the airwaves. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Chris.
We've got Skype as well. You can Skype in at Skype username lrn.fm. You do need to send a contact request first, otherwise it won't work, so be sure you do that. Also, if you want to help support Free Talk Live and get the stuff you were going to probably buy anyway online, you can go to shop.freetalklive.com to do that. Enter Amazon through the links you'll find there, and Free Talk Live gets a cut of the sale. If you don't go through shop.freetalklive.com, then Amazon just keeps all the profits. If you do go through shop.freetalklive.com, then Free Talk Live gets a cut. It's really that simple. And we've got links for Amazon Canada, U.S., and U.K. So go to the right Amazon for you over at shop.freetalklive.com. We got Dodger on the line in Battle Creek listening to WBCK-FM. Dodger, you were just starting to tell us about Burmese migrants there. A large community of them are there in Battle Creek, and you said you've been working with a number of them, and you were going to give us your experience. Go ahead.
Yes, absolutely. Now, one thing I've noticed from the conservatives that I hear is their big thing is, you know, all these immigrants, they want to come here to America to exploit our welfare system. And, you know, would you accept them into your home and pay for them to be here? And now, in my experience, where I work, there's the Burmese people probably about number the same is, you know, Americans, just about. You know, it's a very large community at the place that I work. And one thing that I've noticed is these guys, they work. They don't want a handout. They drive nice cars. They have nice homes. And they work their butts off just, you know, right alongside us. And as far as the, you know, the language barrier, you know, yeah, they hang out. They tend to separate themselves, you know, on break time stuff with each other. But I don't see that as being a problem because they're contributing. They're coming here. They're working here. They're spending their money here. They're contributing. And I see the same with Mexicans. You know, they're not coming here to exploit and try to get freebies. They're coming here. And so I guess my answer to the question that the host asked earlier, would you be willing to take some of these people into your home and help pay for them? Well, I wouldn't have to pay for them because I guarantee that they would pull their own. And, yes, I would be willing to accept them into my home. I have an extra bedroom. If they want to come here, I have a spare bedroom. I take them.
Yeah. It's kind of interesting. After the first part of your call, I took it upon myself to Google a little bit about the Burmese in Battle Creek, and it is one of the largest populations of Burmese people in the country, and I guess a lot of those immigrants were brought there through through church programs and immigration programs that were...
Most of them are Christians.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But it's I found it interesting because it's sort of the other model that is not being talked about right now at all. And when I was growing up, you know, we had Vietnamese that were sponsored by local churches and came in. And again, ridiculously high work ethic. They were not a burden on society. They were a benefit. And I think that it's too easy to paint all immigrants with the same brush. And just make the assumption that they're all lazy, good for nothing, and they're not going to add value to it.
Yeah, and wouldn't we be worse off without them? I mean, as you pointed out, these are hardworking people, and it might be hard to fill those jobs. I know that in the case of, it was a couple few years ago, we had an interesting story here on Free Talk Live about, I think it was Georgia, where it was right after, like, Alabama had passed a very serious immigration crackdown bill, and Georgia was doing the same thing. They were copying, basically, the language of the Alabama bill. And essentially a bunch of Mexican immigrants just hightailed it out of Georgia, and because they didn't want to be subject to these new regulations, leaving all kinds of field work types jobs available.
Right.
They could not find the supposed American that are supposedly, you know, out there looking for this work that is supposedly being their jobs being taken by immigrants.
Right.
You know, they weren't lining up around the block to go and take these field labor jobs. What they ended up doing was they released, or they had people who were on probation, basically, or, you know, essentially people who were in prison that were let out, and they were given the opportunity to go and work in these fields. These guys walked off the job day one, and if they didn't walk off on day one, they didn't show up the second day. The food was rotting on the vine.
Yeah, and that's what you're going to have. This is the classic story of Schrodinger's immigrant, where he's simultaneously too lazy to do anything, sit on welfare, and steal your job at the same time. I mean, it's just insane.
Right. Dodger, anything else you want to share? Go ahead.
Well, it's just, you know, just to throw this out, you know, this is a country based on immigrants. And without, you know, without migration, really, we're dead in the water. I mean, these protectionist policies, they just don't work. And that's really all I have to say.
Good call tonight, Dodger. Thanks for making it. I appreciate it. Let's talk to, oh, my goodness, I totally accidentally hit the wrong button there. We had a guy who was on hold who was a probation officer, and he'd been waiting so long. Jason, the probation officer, if you're still listening, please accept my apologies. Call back in. We got a couple open lines. Got room for you to get on here. I really wanted to take his call next.
Yeah,
but I blew that one. It's hard to find good help. Toll-free. We need to hire some immigrants in here to run this board. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. Meanwhile, let's go to Jamie listening in Pennsylvania. You're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Jamie. Where are you in Pennsylvania, by the way? Do we have Jamie? Did I hope I didn't screw that one up, too. Jamie in Pennsylvania going once. He should be there. Jamie in Pennsylvania going twice. All right, we'll try putting him on hold. Yep. Oh, wait. Was there somebody there at the last second, Jamie? No. Yes, I hear something.
Something's there.
Someone is there. Maybe we've got the wrong name. Somebody in Pennsylvania. Going once, going twice. All right, we'll let the board op check on him.
All right.
Let's try Jason again. He's back. Thank goodness. Jason, sorry about that, dude. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Hey, where are you calling from? I totally spaced on your location.
I'm over in North Carolina, southeast North Carolina.
You were the one listening on WMXR, right?
I believe so, yeah.
I didn't know that we were on there on Saturday nights. That's excellent news. Normally they only take us on Sundays. So welcome. You're on the air. Go ahead with your thoughts.
Well, I caught part of your show, but I didn't catch all of it. But I was listening earlier about the sex offender that was calling it, or the guy that lives with the sex offender.
Family. Yeah, on probation, yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm actually a probation and parole officer, and it was interesting. Some of the things he was saying in our state is correct, but some of the things were, like, totally way off.
All right. Anyway. What's it like there in North Carolina to be on probation?
Well, you know, there's no longer in North Carolina do we have parole. We have what we call post-release. Probation is when you have your suspended sentence. And so if you went and stole something from a grocery store and, you know, got placed on probation for 12 months, instead of going to jail for 30 days, you got 12 months probation.
Okay.
Well, and instead of parole, which is getting out early and, you know, being paroled out by parole commission, you have a mandatory 9 or 12 months parole as according on your offense. Sex offenders have an automatic 5 years.
Wow. Okay.
Excuse me. But it was just interesting to hear that the thing about having to mail out the letters, we no longer do that in North Carolina. We have the interactive interface that where people can go and search their own address and
right.
find out who lives around them. You know, we no longer do that. But the thing about, like, finding one little thing in a house, you know, and it revoking your probation, that's totally a thing in the past.
Really?
Now it's... Yeah, it's almost an act of Congress to revoke somebody's probation now, especially if it's a felony case.
Really? So how about things yeah. like guns? I mean, that's one thing. Let's say my brother actually committed a crime. He was out on parole, living with me, and my house is filled with firearms. Is okay. that an issue?
Well, I can tell you, me, I'm a strong advocate for the Second Amendment, but the problem with is, even if people are on a probation, I hear this every day, they'll be on probation for misdemeanor larceny, which is a misdemeanor. Does not mean that you lose your right to possess a firearm. But while you're on probation, you're almost treated as a felon during your period of supervision. So, gotcha. You know, the things, drug testing, warrantless searches through the home, you know, vehicle, anything you occupy, or the curtilage around that home, actually. And, you know, some of that's a gray area, and some of it's still being debated in case law.
I want to hear more about this. If you can hang on, Jason, I'm going to bring you back here, because you're saying it's not the way it used to be. Maybe that's just the case in North Carolina. It may not apply everywhere.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes, so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-940-9829. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-940-9829. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-940-9829. That's 1-800-940-9829.
Do you trust the economy? How about our banking system? Our president states that we're sitting on a bubble right now, and when the Fed raises interest rates, bad things are going to happen. Well, the Fed is outlining rate hikes here and now. There's never been a better time to turn your IRA into physical gold with GSI Exchange. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570. GSI Exchange can make this happen fast, and it's money you control, not the big banks. 800-261-5570. Ask about our Gold and Silver Investors Guide and learn how your qualified IRA transfers can get you $1,500 in free physical gold or silver delivered right to your home. GSI Exchange has an A+ rating on the Better Business Bureau, too. Get the security for your money now. Call GSI Exchange at 800-261-5570. 800-261-5570. That's 800-261-5570.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc, herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Live moments remain here. Enough time for you. If you want to join us right now, you can get in here at 855-450-FREE with you tonight. It's Ian.
And Chris.
If you like Free Talk Live and you want to help support what we're doing here, you can become a Free Talk Live amplifier for as little as $5 per month with any major credit card through PayPal, Visa, MasterCard, American Express, right there on our site, plus Bitcoin. You can do it with Bitcoin at amp.freetalklive.com. It's a great way to get behind the mission of this show, to spread the ideas of liberty and peace as far and as wide as we can on radio and through the internet, through satellite, as whatever means we can get this show into people's ears, we're going to do it. And the AMP program helps us do that, helps us get on more great new radio stations. Oh, which reminds me, I forgot to mention WCCM. Welcome to WCCM. It's an AM station, AM 1110 in Salem, New Hampshire.
Sweet.
That is now on board for the weekend editions of Free Talk Live. So they'll be joining us on Saturday and Sunday nights. And excited to have, as always, new listeners tuning in. You, if you're hearing the show for the first time, you're probably realizing that we're not your typical talk radio program. We really do cover issues that you're probably not going to hear anywhere else, from perspectives that are quite unusual. Not so much to the people of New Hampshire. New Hampshire people are pretty independent, pretty freedom-minded in general. But, you know, still, it's not your typical talk radio. And it really is open phones every single night. Our toll-free number, 855-450-FREE. If you want to back the show up, though, and help us get on more stations and get perks like access to the AMP-only call-in lines, the AMP-only podcast, which doesn't have the commercials that our regular podcast does, and also the AMP-only Facebook group, where there's always fresh posts. It's really the only reason why I use Facebook, I feel like, these days.
It's a good group.
It is a good group. It's like one of the only ones that's actually a good group that I'm in. You can go to amp.freetalklive.com to get on board with the AMP program. That's amp.freetalklive.com. We got ourselves a real live probation officer calling from North Carolina. And, Jason, you're saying that some of the stuff we've been saying on the air about probation, that you don't think it's true where you're working in North Carolina. Now, again, just because it may not be true there doesn't mean that it's an easygoing system anywhere else. I mean, the law enforcement officers over at Law Enforcement Action Partnership, they say they know the probation system is designed for easy violations. But you're saying they've changed it? They've made it so that if I'm on probation and I'm living over at Chris's house and Chris has a beer in the fridge and the probation rules say no alcohol, that's not going to get me a violation of probation if you come toss the house?
Well, that's kind of great, guys, but it's really a gray area. A lot of it falls in officer discretion. In North Carolina, the only offense that requires alcohol or the ban of alcohol is if you're on probation for a DWI or a related alcohol offense.
Mm-hmm,
you know, maybe if you're getting a lot of domestic, and then the judge realizes there's alcohol related, you know, he might say, you know, ban the consumption or possession of any alcohol on the premises.
Right.
Things like that, yeah.
So here's a question. If you had somebody that you just felt shouldn't be out, and I'm not saying this about you, but say some other probation officer, would it be easy to use the system to roll them back, you know, kick them back in? Is it easy to get a violation?
Well, it's interesting you say that because North Carolina, prior to 2011, used to, under the old structured sentencing law, any technical violation, I mean, one positive drug test 30 days after, you know, being placed on probation, you could send yourself back to prison for, you know, whatever your suspended sentence was.
Mm-hmm.
But now, after 2011, they implemented a Justice Reinvestment Act. You know, I'm not really a fan in some ways, but in some ways I am. One of the ways is, obviously, it created my job. It made a need for more probation officers.
Mm-hmm.
But now, there's two types of violations. You have a technical and a principal. There's only two types of principal violations. One is picking up new charges or new convictions. And the other one is absconding, which is willfully avoiding a probation officer. You know, kind of ditching town, cutting your ankle bracelet off, things like that. But technical violations are positive drug tests, having that beer in your refrigerator,
mm-hmm.
you know, missing a couple of appointments, you know, curfew, things like that. The only way to revoke somebody off of a technical violation, such as that beer in the refrigerator, is the first time, like if it's a felony, the first technical violation, you go back to court, you can get up to 90 days, which is active time. It's called a CRV, a confinement and response to violation.
Mm-hmm.
And you have to take them back to court three times and get three separate 90-day CRVs before you can actually ask for revocation.
Gotcha.
And that's
I don't think it's that way in every state.
It's not, because I have friends that work in South Carolina. I have a former supervisor that works on the federal side, and it's totally different on the federal side. You know, North Carolina doesn't do pretrial release, which is like a probationary period pending your, you know, judgment entered. But the feds do that. They've done it like a beta run of that, and it's been, I think they've had a lot of success with it because they've been able to see who's going to be a good candidate for probation before they're actually put on probation.
If you could make one change to the whole system, do you thought would be better? What would it be?
That's a really hard question.
It's a good question.
I would probably, coming from our job, there's so many things we would want to change.
Right.
But the biggest thing we would want to change would be for the judicial system to listen to us more when we take offenders back to court, because we are the ones that go to the house every week or every month or, you know, sometimes it's multiple times a week, and we're the ones that know what needs to be done. And just because the jail population is full does not mean they should be released back on an ankle bracelet after the third time they've been violated.
Gotcha. So that's one of the motivations that is pushing towards reform, I suspect, there in North Carolina, is that the jails are so heavily populated that they can't just keep throwing people back in due to the fact that there's just not enough room. Maybe that's one of the things, besides, you know, compassion, that might actually have motivated those changes that you were talking about. It's a very interesting call, Jason. I wish we had more time. I want to get some more folks on here. Feel free to call in anytime with the perspective from inside the system. I'm always interested to hear that, and I appreciate you calling back after I accidentally hung up on you.
No problem.
Thanks for the call tonight, man. I appreciate it.
Right.
And appreciate you using discretion. out there too. Thanks for that. That's good law enforcement officer.
It really is.
That uses discretion in the case of, all right, there's a beer in the fridge, but he's not S-face drunk. Maybe it's, if it's his dad's beer, let it go. But there are plenty of a-hole probation officers who are absolutely not going to let that stuff go.
That are incentivized in many cases.
Would higher bonuses or something like that, or the department gets more money usually, the more people.
Promotions or anything like that, yeah.
Let's go to Steve. He's in Maryland, listening to WEEO in Pennsylvania. Hey, Steve.
Good evening, gentlemen.
Hey, what's on your mind?
I wanted to talk about the issue with drugs and legalizing or decriminalizing. I do agree. I mean, I once was a conservative Republican and toe the line and all, but I consider myself a libertarian, and so more freedom is always better, I believe. But one area where I have one minor dispute with the argument you gave earlier, I guess it was last hour, I think we're maybe an hour behind on our radio station, but I do agree that you eliminate all the issues with drugs on the street corner and all of this, and but one area where I see the possibility that violence won't be curtailed is, the issue with more hardcore drugs, say heroin and such. We know that those are more highly addictive drugs, and we find it's more difficult for people to kick that. And so in a situation where someone is motivated by that addiction to want to go and obtain more, even in a situation where they could access it legally through a pharmacy or a drugstore, the issue would be the funds to be able to purchase it. So I do see an area where there would still be an issue of violence in order to obtain, the money to be able to buy it. So you may still find yourself in a situation.
Hold on there, because...
Oh. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, we can look to other countries and see how they've dealt with it. The Swiss in particular, the Swiss have really gone into the decriminalization and tried to bring particularly hard opiate use sort of in-house where they do provide it, and they do provide a safe place.
Well, not that you're advocating for taxpayer-funded heroin.
No,
I
am saying what they have done is taken it more or less off the street, brought it into a clinical situation where they're offering not only what the addict needs, and the addict needs it, but they've done it in a way that's going to reduce crime because they're not paying for it, and they're being confronted with opportunities for rehabilitation at the same time.
Steve, if you want to talk further about this, I think it's a good topic and it deserves more than 20 seconds, which is about all we have here.
Yeah.
So call tomorrow night if you want to keep this going. Tomorrow we'll start, as always, at 7 o'clock at night Eastern time. Just call the same number and we'll talk to you further about it. The other thing I'd throw out quickly, though, is under legalization, the price goes down because of open competition. You don't see people knocking over convenience stores to get money to buy cigarettes with.
Right.
Even though that's a very profound addiction that a lot of people have, and I'm sure you're going to go smoke one right now, Chris.
You got it.
See you tomorrow night. FreeTalkLive.com.
A funny thing happens when you don't advertise. Nothing. Modern advertisers have been trained to look for trackability in their advertising, and web search ads are great for that. They also help you get the consumer that's looking for products like yours in the moment. But they're expensive, and they do nothing to convince people to try your product segment in the first place. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. If you can use national exposure, Free Talk Live's on more than 150 stations, and we can help advertisers with little budgets and big ones. Send me an email, mark@freetalklive.com. It's mark@freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com, or find us on Facebook.
why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if there were no contracts, no activation fees, no tracking, tracing, or draconian gimmicks, all on America's largest 4G LTE networks? Introducing PixWireless.com. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, and unlock GSM phones instantly. Bring your own device and make the switch today. Here's how. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled P-I-X, PixWireless.com.